Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. And keep this number handy, because after the at about 8:30, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. In the meantime, we actually have Karen from Natural Alternative joining us. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's a nice, cool morning this morning. It's a great day to be gardening and at least talking about gardening.
That is correct. It's a good day to be out there and enjoy the peacefulness of the morning.
It definitely is. And as the season's really starting up, going further, we're spending more time outside, which means we're kind of spending more time with those pesky mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. And you have a solution to help protect us from some of those, right?
That is correct. So as you mentioned, now that the temperatures are getting warmer, mosquitoes are getting more active, and they're going to be out, and there's more of a chance that we're going to get bit by these mosquitoes. So we offer personal spray bottles that repel mosquitoes. They have a pleasant smell that is made from essential oils. It's non-greasy. It's deep-free. You simply spray it on you and your family while you're outside enjoying a picnic, as we mentioned earlier, working in the garden, at a ballpark, or just simply enjoying the peacefulness in your backyard. We have it in a 6-ounce bottle and a 2-ounce bottle that comes in a variety of bundles. That is something that will fit everyone's needs. And as you know, mosquitoes and ticks can pose serious health issues. So for property-wide repelling of these pests, we recommend using our mosquito, flea, and tick control. It comes in an 8-ounce bottle that will cover up to 10,000 square feet. It easily connects to a hose, and it's an ideal applicator. There's no mixing. You can walk around your yard and apply it. You can apply it to lawns, shrubs, mulch beds, the damp, shaded areas where insects can hide. It does have a pleasant cedar scent, so it doesn't smell chemically. And it's easy to apply. You can click on our website at naturalalternative.com. And when you're on the product page for the mosquito, flea, and tick control bottle, scroll down, you'll see the application instructions, and when you click on that, that'll tell you how to apply it, how to work the hose and spray bottle, and it will also provide some tips for getting the maximum control. And for areas where you have in larger areas, we recommend using our Tick Kills concentrate. We have 3 sizes available that will treat from 1 acre to over 7 acres. And as a reminder, this product kills and repels not just mosquitoes, but also fleas, ticks, gnats, and a variety of other nuisance insects, yet it's still safe for bees when used as directed. And we recommend applying this every 3 to 4 weeks for maximum control, and especially after a heavy rain. by doing so, that's going to interrupt the mosquito gestation period.
Definitely. It's, just getting ahead of some of these is the way to go, especially it's also grilling season. It's not just getting out in the garden. It's grilling season, and we usually grill later in the day, and that's usually when those mosquitoes are all over the place.
That is true. My husband has a smoker, and he likes to sit out back on the patio and grill and just enjoy the being outside. And he's always, on the lookout because he's one of those people that seems to attract mosquitoes. So he's definitely using our products.
Awesome. It's definitely time to do it, worth to do it. Now let's think about a little bit of some fertilizing, because we can still do some of that fertilization right now, right?
That is correct. And it's important to stay on track with your fertilizer application. And now through mid-June is the time that you'd want to put down the late spring fertilizer application. This fertilizer will provide the nutrients to keep your lawn looking lush and green as the warmer temperatures heat up the soil. And our late spring fertilizer helps to prepare your soil and turf for the upcoming summer heat, as well as the foot traffic and drought conditions that come with the summer months. As you know, our fertilizer is enhanced with the fertilizer to help strengthen the roots and aid in nutrient absorption.
Definitely, those nutrients and staying on track, like you said, is the way to really have that great lawn long term. Skipping a application or not doing it on time is one of those things that can have the long term health effects. So that's why we want to just stay on track, like you reminded everybody to do.
That's correct. And I know we talk a lot about the Know and Grow library, and there's some tips in there on getting the maximum results of your lawn care. And one thing that we always recommend for cool season lawns, which is the tall fescues, ryegrasses, bluegrasses, is mowing your lawn high, mowing it too short. Some people like to scalp their lawn because they don't want to mow it too often, but that's actually damaging the turf. And when that happens, that leaves your lawn vulnerable to diseases, pests, and weeds. So we want to recommend that you mow that lawn high so that it's getting a healthy root system as well as a healthy plant.
Perfect. Now, let's stick with the lawn theme here, but it can be used in other aspects, but there's some soil amendments that we should be still doing for our lawn to help with that pH level, help with it, feeding the soil, correct?
That is correct. So as you know, making sure that your soil pH is balanced will give you that healthy lawn. It's critical to have a proper soil pH to a lawn's success. Highly alkaline or acidic soil can damage the appearance of your lawn. And we recommend using our natural alternative lime to help reduce acid levels and our natural alternative sulfur for overly alkaline soil. Both are fortified with fertilizer and will help to release the bound up nutrients in the soil. And if you're not sure of your lawn's pH, we recommend getting a soil test to determine the nutrient needs as well as the pH levels.
And knowing those pH levels, knowing what's in the soil, will really determine how much of what you need.
Yes.
It's definitely going to be beneficial to have those details when it comes to, especially the help from you guys, when it comes to these soil amendments.
That's correct. When you get a soil test from us, we'll respond with a copy of the results from the lab as well as letter of recommendations. And it'll tell you, whether you need to add sulfur or pH and how much to put down per 1,000 square feet. And Some of the soils I've seen, you know, it's calling for a lot of the product. So we recommend that you put it down throughout the course of the season, not just at one time. And it's really pretty interesting. It's kind of like blood work for, you know, for your body, but it's just in terms of your soil. So it's really cool to see those different nutrient levels and making sure that your soil is in the perfect condition and optimal pH range to be able to get the maximum results of the fertilizer that you're using.
Yeah, definitely. I like the analogy you use there. It's like blood work. Mm-hmm. So we know what's going on. That is perfect. And, you know, the other thing is what people don't understand. By getting this, you know, soil sample done, it'll tell you how much you need to use, but it'll get you to the level where you're just using the minimal amount to keep everything at the same levels that they need to be. So the long-term effects of a pH test are actually beneficial because you're not going to have to use as much product of the extra, like, soil amendments. So, you know, it might seem like it's crazy to do, but it's really not. It is one of the most important things to do for the lawn.
I agree.
All right, so we have a little bit more to talk about. I want to go over a few more things on the other side of the break with Karen. We really, you know, getting ready, getting this lawn and the garden taken care of right now. So when we return, we're going to have more information with Karen from Natural Alternative. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. In the meantime, we are joined right now by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've talked about a number of things, mosquito control, some fertilization, some soil amendments. Now, one thing we really should be thinking about right now and for the, you know, to protect for the rest of the season is taking care of grubs. And you have that product Grub Gone, which is a really great product to use.
Yes, it's a really good product. It works really well. And for people that typically have grubs in their lawn, you can use Grub Gone to help control these grubs. Right now, the late spring, into June, middle of June, end of June will be the best time to have the most effective time to apply the Grub Gone for control of beetle grubs. And if left untreated, the grubs, they're going to feast on the root system of your turf, causing visible damage to your lawn. And many times we find that skunks are digging in our lawns to get to the grubs. So they're trying to eat the grubs, but they're also damaging the grass and the turf in the process. So that's another reason to try to treat for the grubs. Grub Gone, it's an all-natural product. It's OMRI registered. It works as both a preventative and a curative. And what that means, if you normally have grubs, you can put it down and it'll prevent the grubs from coming up. It will also cure grubs if you have grubs in your lawn now. And you can use it on your lawn or around your ornamental plants. There's no re-entry restrictions. It's a granular type of product, so you can put it down and not have to worry about going out and or having your pets be out on your lawn. We have it in two different sizes. A 10-pound bag will cover up to 4,000 square feet, while a 40-pound bag will cover up to 16,000 square feet. And we always want to tell your listeners to make sure they use the PPGC coupon code to get 10% off And there's free shipping with your orders. So if you have questions regarding anything that we talked about, you can always call us at 888-546-5941, and we'll be glad to walk you through these products and what will work best for you.
Perfect. It's I love that about you guys, that you can call and ask the questions, and when you call, there's somebody there to actually answer the questions versus, you know, a voicemail or something along those lines. Although that, you know, can happen sometimes, but you guys are there to answer those questions, and it's awesome.
That is correct.
Really quick on the Grub Gone, I just want to bring up, I know, you know, we've talked about this before, the difference between Grub Gone and, you know, people out there looking at Milky Spore. This Grub Gone is all beetle types versus the Milky Spore, which is just really one singular beetle, correct?
Beetle. Yes, that is correct. So the Grub Gone will attack all species of the white grub, and the Milky Spore is used to treat for the Japanese beetle grubs only. So there is that differentiation. We offer both. The Milky Spore can last up to 10 years, but it's a difficult product to apply. We offer it in the powder formulation, so you have to put down like one teaspoon every 4 inches, I think. But it does last once it takes a while to get active in your soil. But the Grub Gone is going to work right away, and you can use it if you don't, if you order the 40-pound bag and you don't need it all, you can save that and use it for the next season in the fall or actually in the following spring. And Patrick, I didn't get a chance to mention this, and I was thinking about this while we were talking earlier. A lot of people are looking at dandelions and seeing dandelions and other weeds in your lawn. We do have the Adios product. That is available in a 44-pound bag that you can mix with water. We have a gallon size and a 36-ounce, and this will help to control some of the weeds that might be popping up. You want to be able to get it down before it starts getting the hot and humid temperatures, because we want to try to control these weeds before the temperatures get too hot.
Definitely, that's a great addition there, because we're starting to see weeds everywhere. So that's a good one to remember. Karen, I appreciate all the information as always. We appreciate you coming on to just really give us this information. It's a great time. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. Have a good day.
You too. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Memorial Day weekend gas prices are at a 10-year high. The national average is now at $4.61 a gallon, the highest price in the United States in 10 years. The increasing cost of gas isn't stopping drivers from hitting the road, and AAA predicts over 35 million people will travel by car this weekend. That marks a 5% increase from last year. Regarding high gas prices, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz believes the administration is happy to see them.
The Biden administration is slow-walking permits at every stage. This is deliberate. It's not an accident.
If you're flying, take note. FlightAware is saying flights are continuing to be canceled across the country. Over 1,500 were canceled on Saturday. USA Radio News. Two people are dead and two people are missing after two boats collide on a Georgia river. Officials in Chatham County say the boats collided Saturday morning along the Wilmington River near Savannah, killing two and injuring two. Two other people are still missing. A serious boating accident has also been reported in Illinois. Authorities say a 30-foot boat burst into flames on the Illinois River near Seneca on Saturday night, injuring 14 people. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Former President Donald Trump rallied Saturday night for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
The phony narrative that Liz Cheney is pushing has been the radical left's pretext for their all-out war on free speech.
The former president speaking in Casper, Wyoming, Representative Cheney emerged as an outspoken Trump critic. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I want to say thank you again to Karen for joining us today with some great information. I'll tell you, go to their website at naturalalternative.com and go to their Know and Grow website. There's tons of information there. And the thing about it is it's always growing. It's just getting more and more information on there. So I really highly suggest taking a look there for some of that information. And I just want to reiterate one last thing from the conversation we were having in regards to GrubGon. You know, it is an organic product. So many people are kind of just thinking, all right, well, there's Milky Spore. How is this different? And I know I asked her the question and she reiterated it. But this is for every type of white grub. And it starts working immediately versus with Milky Spore, it takes multiple applications for it to really work. So GrubGon is something to look at if you're going organic when it comes to your grubs versus the Milky Spore. So just want to throw that out there. I think it is something that is the future of grub control. So really take a look at it. Now we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get back into it. So Nathan, who's up next?
Patricia didn't finish her question. She's in Massachusetts.
All right, Patricia, welcome back. I apologize.
I called you at a time where you were getting too busy. Okay, so I have a question. Have you ever used different types of water growing? Like, for instance, rainwater, filtered water, spring water, you know, well water, whatever. Have you ever tried different ones, and does it really make a difference?
Well, I think, you know, rainwater
is a great thing to use. It's a reuse of it. There are some plants out there that if you, I can't think of the names off the top of my head right now, but sometimes using like a cleaner water, like a distilled water or a filtered water, sometimes will be better mm-hmm. for it, depending upon the pH levels of your actual water. Now, mm-hmm. like growing in hydroponics, right, we're always looking at the pH level of the water. But the thing is if you, not knowing what the pH level and, you know, the elements that are in your own water that you're watering with could affect your plants. So
right.
I think looking into it is definitely worth it. You know, you can get test strips for pH test strips for your water.
Okay.
The same as you would for, like, your soil. It's just a little bit different application. And I think it's actually important. I was actually, you know, I hadn't really thought about it up until a year or two ago, but more like a year ago, where a gentleman I work with was telling me, he's like, that's one of the first questions I ask when people are growing hydroponically, and when they're growing, you know, what's in their water? Have you tested your water lately? And I was like, I didn't really think of it.
Yeah.
And so it is something to, honestly, that I think looking into is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just don't know, you know, a lot of cities and towns, if you're on city water, have all those results already, right?
Yeah.
If you're on your own well, it's all going to depend on what's really in the soil around you. So I really think it is important, and, you know, rainwater is, we're recycling water, if you will. We're not actually using it twice, but it's, you know, it's free, right? So might as well. But there are some things out there where if you're looking at it, and sometimes it's more of like a houseplant type that would look at for more like a distilled type water or a filtered water. Take a look at it that way, but testing it is definitely worth it.
Okay. Now, would you use the same type of testing paper for soil as you would water, or is that something completely different?
Completely different. They do make pH tests for water, water specific. So it's definitely, I know it's definitely out there,
mm-hmm.
Because you're looking. When it comes to the, you know, soil test, you have to mix the soil with a little bit of water to get your actual, what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, you have no soil to it. You're just testing the water. So it is a little bit different to it.
Okay. That's good information. I know some of it is pretty much common sense, but then again, you have to. What number should we be looking for the pH, for the soil and for the water?
Well, for the soil, it depends on what you're growing, right?
Okay.
Whereas that's the water, you want a neutral. You just want it neutral so you're coming at it without really changing anything for the good or worse, right? You want it to come in with just that neutral, like 6, 6.5, that area. Whereas your soil, depending upon what you're growing, some will like very acidic, like your blueberries, your evergreens. Some will like neutral, which is mostly like your veggies, that type of thing. And then more alkaline is some of the, you know, your deciduous type plants that lose their leaves during the season. You know, neutral to a little bit alkaline, but not very alkaline, which would be like a 7.5. Sometimes a 7.5, just you can't grow anything in it.
What about like vegetables? If you start them in
vegetables, pot, you know, are looking for a neutral type pH.
Okay.
So in the sixes, between 6 to 6.5. So, you know, and that goes into the watering too, because you're watering often when it's a very, you know, when it's very hot. And so looking at your pH levels on the water will affect it just like the soil. So it's,
yeah,
they go hand in hand.
Seems like if you're going to invest all your time doing it, you might as well get all the facts ahead of time, right?
Definitely.
All right. You have a great weekend. Happy Memorial Day, and thank you.
All right, Patricia. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in New Hampshire.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm calling about I have a Norway pine tree line, about 10 trees on a property line that probably shouldn't have had them as wind protectors, but I do, but I have. I've kept them sort of like in a hedge, but as they're getting older now, they're about 25 or about 28 years old. They're starting to thin more at the bottom now. This year there was a lot more brown and a lot of needle shedding, which is still going on, but there is new growth as I can tell. But I'm wondering if that's a normal thing. Maybe there was a tougher year this year with just shedding of needles and such. Now, I have added Holytone and Miracid in a liquid form just to kind of spray the needles, but I don't know if it's just a cycle they're going through or maybe it was just a tougher winter. I'm just wondering if you could add any comments to that. Is that if that's pretty normal?
Yeah, so needles shed on Norway spruces and pines and evergreens can be normal, especially when it's losing from the inside out. It happens in the fall a lot with fall shedding. Then in the spring, some of it will just completely fall out, just to anything that was left over. Now, where I get concerned with needle drop is if it's on multiple areas of the plant and it's all on the tips versus, you know, inside, where it's not getting as much sun. Sometimes it does show us that there's issues with watering, and it's dry. The fertilization will definitely help. But the thing is, with most spruces or pines, as they get bigger, the energy is all focusing on the upper areas and then the outside. So a lot of the needles and the branches on the low area tend to die back, right?
Yeah, now, that's what I've noticed.
Now, it is pretty common to see that. And what I'd be looking at doing is on some of those branches, you know, cleaning them up, getting rid of the dead, getting rid of the issues. Now, you said you used some Holytone on it, right?
Yeah, I did this spring. Put it on the drip line. I also sprayed some Miracid on the needles before the new growth has started.
Well, how much of the Holytone did you use?
Maybe four small handfuls on each corner of the drip line.
Okay. So you told me that the Norway is like a 40-foot tall tree.
Well, I've got it stopped because I trim it on the top, so I've got it stopped at about 10 feet.
Okay, so the tree's only 10 feet tall, you said?
Yeah, I've been keeping it, been going up with the ladder and keeping it kind of at stopped around 10, 11 feet.
Okay, so. Based on, like, the fertilization, you need about a pound per inch of trunk diameter. So I would assume that trunk, after many years, is, you know, pretty thick. So the Holytone is good to use. You might need a little bit more to it. Just based on, you know, a handful can tend to be about, like, a half a cup, right?
Right, yeah.
You need a full cup. I think it's three cups. I have to remember how much it says on there. I think three cups is a pound. So you know, you need 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter. So there's still time. So I would just look at that trunk diameter and say, all right, it's this big. I need to add a little bit more to what I've done. What I'd also look at doing is, you know, look at the tips of the needles. If it's starting at the tip of the needle versus being the whole needle, we might have an insect, you know, on the plant. I'd also... Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. It seems to be the whole needle.
The whole needle. So yeah. It sounds a little bit more like a watering fertilization type issue, right?
Okay.
The other thing I would do, too, and don't prune it late in the season. After about July 4th, I wouldn't prune any more of it. If you know, don't prune any more for the season until, like, late fall. That can affect some of the needle growth later on. But I'd look at adding some more holly tone to it and then doing it at half the rate in the fall. The mirror acid's good. Another thing I would look at doing is getting some protolizer and adding it to that soil mix because I think it's going to help it. I have one more thing to do, but I'm hitting the brakes, so hang tight with me there, Tom.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, right at the end there, I was talking with Tom in regards to the Norway spruce that had the needle drop, some needle issues. The other thing that I'm seeing a lot of out there right now with everybody, and it doesn't matter if it's an established plant or a new plant, is a lot of winter damage out there, and that could be part of what you're seeing. And so this is a good time to just remember next fall, I want you to use a product like Wilt Stop or Wilt Proof. Using that on an evergreen like that that's had an issue in the past is a good thing to do to help protect the plant over winter, because, you know, I don't think I don't know how to say this. The wind has been more than I have ever seen. Wind out there this past winter, this year, is more than I've seen in the past. And wind is the main cause of winter damage. And wind is drying out plants. What it's also doing is, it'll dry out the needles, which will then go into leaf drop, leaf death. And so I'm noticing a lot more plants are having issues because of it. When we could really protect it early on, by using a wilt stopper, a wilt proof in the fall, and keeping the moisture in the plant versus the wind drying it out. But I think that's part of it. I think there's a combination of a number of things being natural, but winter damage, if you're not seeing any insects on the leaves or anything like that, I think it's not an insect issue. So the fertilizing, using a little bit more than what you've used, getting a measurement of the diameter, and then kind of saying, all right, this is how much I need, will really help you with that.
Okay, so do you think I should cut some of the dead stuff off the bottom then, just to kind of take some of the drain off the plant then?
I definitely would. I'd take a look at the branching and see if there's some green underneath the branching by scratching the bark. Sometimes with winter damage, it causes the browning of the needles, but they can come back.
Right, there's new growth coming out. It's just that it's taken a hit before the new growth, but the tree's still alive. There's new growth coming. It's just it's thinner.
Yeah.
So maybe I should just thin out some of the bottom part, and then I usually just trim it once a year, and that's usually in September. That's fine.
Yeah, so I would look at using that pruning, the trimming at this point in time, using the cutting back some of this damaged growth as part of your pruning back for it. Let the new growth happen this season, and then, to be honest, I might prune back early in the spring next year versus in the fall. Just to get it and have the whole season to regrow. The other thing I would look at doing, and I wanted to add as well, is put a hose on the bottom of that plant and leave it on a trickle for, 45 minutes every couple days, because I think it's having some water issues too. And so that trickle on there will help get the deeper root system. And I really think that's going to help it with the combination of everything else you're doing.
I'll do that. The only reason I do it in September, though, is to keep it from getting any taller.
And if it's worked for you over the past couple of years, keep on keeping on. Really,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't want to fix something that's not broken, and it's working for you. So honestly, keep up with that.
Okay. I'll just remember to do more fertilizing with the Holytone and the fertilizer, and then cut back some of the dead stuff on the bottom then.
Definitely. You're going to notice a world of difference by cleaning up some of that, because your plant is focusing on those areas, trying to, save it, instead of focusing on the areas of new growth and everywhere else.
Okay. I appreciate your insight and help, Patrick.
No problem, Tom. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break, and we'll get back. More question and answer to help you out with your garden today. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.